Well, consistent with the constitution of the party, the All People's Congress Party of 1995, there are clauses which insist that if members introduce any sense of indiscipline or disloyalty to the party or activities that seem to suggest violence, et cetera, then, of course, the party has a right to set up a disciplinary committee to look into the allegations. In this case, which has now affected our vice president, our former vice president, was a report, a complaint from the Honorable Karmo Kaba of the Ministry of Political and Public Affairs, who complained that the president deliberately supervised his young men who were under his command to interfere with the operations of the Ebola team. One of his own followers, one of his young people, quite a violent young man, was allegedly very violent when it was suggested that his mother should be taken for tests to the hospital. And he insisted that he was not going to do that. And even when the vice president was asked to intervene, he was unable to control this man. But of course, this fellow, and he has a large following, has been creating mayhem in the Kano district. And of course, this is a matter which the president has raised time and time again. But also importantly, he took part in a teleconference session of his own tribe's mates worldwide. He suggested a good number of things against the party and against the president himself. And this the party thought was most unacceptable. And again, we are operating a single presidential system here. He has been unable to work with the president. And this has lasted for quite a number of years now. And the party, therefore, the National Advisory Committee, decided to set up a committee to look at the allegations. Once the allegations were looked into, the whole issue of indiscipline, the whole issue of thuggery by the young followers of the president, of the vice president, and it also became very, very clear that he provided wrong information to us. And, for example, he said he was a Muslim. At the time, he wanted to be appointed a running mate, but in fact, he was a Christian at the time. He said he came from some university in the United States. It became very clear later that the information was wrong. And this testimony was made by the lady who actually introduced him to the party, and we had no reason to disbelieve it. But the fact is that he has not been able to work with the president, and the president found it very, very difficult to continue to work with him, because he simply was not part and parcel of the presidency by the president's own explanation. And therefore, this nine-man committee was set up, which I chaired, and we spent 2.5 months to look at all the details, including inviting him, the vice president, to address these issues and to help him to clear these issues. He was unable to clear these issues, and therefore the committee, the NAC, the National Advisory Committee, took a decision today to expel him from the party because his activities are anti-party, are also not consistent with the aspirations of the party. And this was a decision that was unanimous, and so therefore we thought that it should be executed.
Some people are saying that the vice president is currently under quarantine because of one of his bodyguards died of Ebola and all that. Why wouldn't the party wait after the quarantine period to come up with such a decision? What was the haste?
Well, it was not a hasty decision at all. In fact, the committee had written its report well before he went in quarantine. And what is also clear is that he appeared before the committee about 2 months ago. And it was he, in fact, who delayed the activities of the committee. Because when we asked him to produce the telephone, which he used during the teleconference call, which he promised to bring to us, he never actually did bring it. and it delayed us a little bit, and we gave that up because he had no willingness to make that telephone available to us. Because Karmokaba, the man who made the allegations against him, said that during the teleconference, he said a lot of nasty things about the president. But of course, he denied this and promised to give us the recordings in his telephone to verify the fact that he was telling us the truth. But he simply did not come back to tell us this. But to respond to your question, the fact is that we had taken this decision way before he went into quarantine. It was just a matter of bringing it forward to the National Advisory Committee.
He is currently still the vice president of Sierra Leone. Does this expulsion from the party ultimately affect his position as the vice president of the country?
Well, I would not know. What we have done, this is a party matter. The other aspect which has to do with the government is a matter that can be handled by the Supreme Court or Parliament itself. But the important thing is that there is a section in the Constitution which states that for you to be president or vice president, you must also belong to a political party. Of course, they also insist that the political party to which brought you to your office should be the political party to which you must belong until you retire from either parliament or from the presidency or the vice presidency. So to us, that's a very, very legal matter. Now, all we are done is to ask him quite kindly to leave the party, and I do not now know whether the Supreme Court will take a decision or parliament will take a decision on the matter.
Some people are saying this could possibly create tension, and possibly, since this has ethnic implications, you know, to complicate matters of the fight against Ebola in the country. How do you react to that?
Well, I'm not too sure about his effective participation in the fight against Ebola. But I know that the fight still continues. And I also know that one of the reasons why he and the president almost fell out was the fact that the president suspected that he was not played a major role in the fight against Ebola. And this is why I propelled him to begin to go to his towns and his villages to make himself available in the fight against Ebola. But for a long time, he was not participating effectively. So to me, I do not think this decision will affect us in our fight against Ebola.
It appears that some people have an axe to grind with the vice president, and that poisoned the president's goodwill towards his number two, who he ran an election with and won an election with. Why all of a sudden the president couldn't work with him?
Well, that is a view held by some people, but I'm an insider. I'm an advisor to the president, and I know that the president would never stop the vice president from performing any state function of his own choice. In fact, this is what the president always expected him to do. And I do not also think that the president has any animosities against the vice president. And a whole lot of effort was made by the president to bring the president and his own people together. More than 10 meetings have been convened by the president to ensure that the vice president was rescued from the difficulty he was encountering in the Kano district, his own home district. So I do not really believe that the president took that into consideration. But may I also add that during the deliberations, we insisted that the president shall neither influence the committee, nor do we allow the secretary general to influence the committee. This decision was taken by a committee of well-placed people, churchmen, Muslims, women and young people, all of us sat together, and we had no intention of allowing anybody to interfere with our findings. So, in fact, we cannot now bring the president in. The president has come in only because he is the head of the party, and this matter was tabled in the offices of the National Advisory Committee, and therefore he chaired the deliberations. He did not add, did not reduce anything which the committee came up with.